We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm will be read responsibly with the congregation reading the bold verse. "I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. The lions are at want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished." A reading from 1 John. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me, and nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our loving God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In Jesus' message of what it means to be truly blessed, what it is to be part of the kingdom of God, what it is to be filled, what it is to rejoice in the things not of this world, but that in our lives here on earth, we are called to share all that we are and all that we have. In doing so, we are actively involved in being part of the communion of saints yesterday, today, and forever. For our reward is in heaven, and our joy will come in sharing love with this world. Our journey in this world, while filled with ups and downs, was never intended to be one where we reach a pinnacle on our own or at the expense of others. For in doing so, we are left feeling empty, and those in our midst will suffer needlessly, and we will all end up feeling alone. As we reflect upon God's word, which invites us this day to remember and give thanks for all the saints from our lives, we gather as God's people to claim our own already obtained inheritance and our identity as saints, as those who through baptism and belief we have been called and set apart to share God's glory with others. We're encouraged to take a moment and celebrate the great cloud of witnesses of faith in our lives, to linger for a little while in the holy mystery, which we confess as being part of the communion of saints, past, present, and those yet to come. While we remember with heavy hearts those who've gone on to be with God, we are also to embrace the gift of hope that God has called us to receive through being part of the communion of saints. For it's in these relationships that we find a love that holds us close, and it gives us strength to carry on. Little Timmy was sad. He was in the backyard. He was about 6 years old, and he had a big shovel, too big for him, and he was patting down ground as Mr. Richardson came to the fence and saw him. And he was worried for a minute, and he said, "Timmy, what is it that you're doing?" And Timmy just sniffled, "I'm burying my goldfish." And Mr. Richardson was kind of a little taken aback because the hole was way too big for a goldfish. So he said, "Well, Timmy, why is the hole so big?" "Well, that's because he's in your stupid cat." You know, talking about death can be extremely difficult. It stirs up emotions in each one of us, especially about those closest to us who are no longer with us. While we speak of death often at funerals, we rarely tackle this subject on a normal weekend. But the core of our Christian faith is a word about death, but more importantly, the promise of life that comes after death. Now, when it comes to thinking about death, we want to lean into certain verses like the 23rd Psalm and John the 14th chapter. At first glance, it's hard to imagine a verse or on a coffee mug or on the cover of a Precious Moments Bible that actually comes from the book of Revelation, doesn't it? But the book of Revelation is about comforting us on this side of God's big reveal. It's to give us a word of hope for when our worlds seemingly come apart. Revelation isn't a map to the end. No, it's a promise to us who feel as if we're already at that end. It's a promise that a new beginning awaits us all. In the reading from Revelation today, we hear the description of a glorious moment where a countless number of faithful people, those who've lived through this great ordeal, have now died and gone to be with Christ. And they are seen robed in white and singing praises to God. Imagine an endless sea of white robes. Christians who were bruised and beaten by life, who spent their days in fears of persecution, who are now singing at the top of their lungs. Now their robes have been cleansed with the blood of the Lamb. It's what it says in Scripture. Now blood seems like an unusual detergent, right? But what a powerful image. The suffering, the stains of our brokenness and our fear and our worry, they are ultimately washed away, not by our own doing, but by the love and faithfulness of Jesus Christ. Jesus' suffering, it redeems our suffering, and it restores us into our relationship with God. If we're honest, our culture really doesn't know how to respond to death. When someone we know loses a loved one, we don't always know what to say. When we lose someone precious to us, we don't always know how to ask others for help. Revelation is a reminder that for the early Christians and for many of our brothers and sisters around the world today, death is a constant reality. For some, it's not just death. It was martyrdom, as they were persecuted for their belief in Jesus Christ. We can gather and freely worship, and even today there are others around the globe that can't get together and even utter the name of Jesus Christ without being persecuted. Now back then, whenever a faithful member of the church died, the living would gather in the place where they died, or they would go into the catacombs near where they were buried to remember their faith. The early Christians knew that their faith didn't come out of nowhere. It was their inheritance, passed on from those who came before. Perhaps the reason why we have such a hard time with death in our culture today is that we're so quick to forget about those who came before us and paved the way. So on today of all days, may we give thanks for those who have stepped into that unseen horizon of grace, those who shaped us into the people who we are, who loved us and failed us and everything in between, and who now call on us to live a life of hope, to live a life that dares to believe that the death and pain of this world are not the final word. This means worshiping even in this wreckage of this war-torn world, a world that is still divided by hatred and individualism. It means that we must be able to look so that we can see the truth that the world cannot see, and we are to share it, that God's grace, God's love, and God's blessing is for all people. This is a revealed truth that's too precious for us to not tell and share. That whether red or yellow, black or white, and every other color too, we are God's family, all God's children, and that one day we will gather together in a feast. We will be all robed in white. No matter how hard we try, we'll never be able to escape heartache, pain, loss, and grieving the death of those closest to us. But we're told to hold fast and have faith in God and remember that this life is a mere grain of sand in the time of eternity that we will spend together with God. Even so, we are to enjoy every precious moment of this life and to share it with others in the best ways that we can. Each of us should make time to share our lives with those who are nearest and dearest to us. There's nothing more important in this journey of life than to share the love that was passed down to us, that inheritance of love, that inheritance of Jesus Christ, that inheritance of being part of the community of saints. That is what we're called to share, and in that, we make alive in our world today the love of God from the past, in the present, and what will carry on beyond our life. Take the time and make the effort to keep your relationships healthy. Embrace them with all of the heartfelt love that you've been given in Jesus Christ. And may we thank the loving God that we have, who has shared these people in our lives, because their love nurtures and sustains us. May we never forget the saints who've gone before us. And may all that we do share the love and the compassion of God. And that may the light of the world that is Jesus Christ be a living light shine through each one of us. Amen.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need. Lord of all saints, we praise you for evangelists and martyrs whose sacrifices witness to your gospel across time and space. Inspire us by their courage to carry our faith to new people and places around us. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord of every place, the universe proclaims your greatness from generation to generation. Bless the work of naturalists, conservationists, and park rangers who train our attention to the wonders of the world you have made. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord of every nation, guide this country, red states and blue states, rural voters and urban voters, young and old, as we share in another national election. Kindle hearts eager to understand our common needs and seek our common good. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord of every blessing, your Son's blessing came to those living with poverty, grief, hunger, thirst, and persecution. Shape our vision of the saints to match his own. Awaken in us your call to serve all who suffer. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. For those who lead and support music in this assembly, that our song may point us all to Christ. For the newly baptized, especially Parker, Grady, Ezra, Sadie, Xavier, Vincent, and Lane, that the Holy Spirit guides them in love and service, following the example of our Lord. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Soothe the pain of those who suffer, especially Tracy, Robin, the family of Monty Bales, Don, Drew, Vincent, Pat, Dina, Candace, Stan, Doris, Lane, Michelle, Sullivan, John, Maya, Marissa, Rhonda, Michael, Sue, Karen, the family of Jan Ringert, Atreyu, Tim, Gloria, Tammy, the family of Pierpong Sornshai, Judy, Megan, Rob, Leah, Lori, our homebound, and for those with COVID-19, we ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. For those serving our country, we pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord of every venture, anoint us with the missionary spirit of the early church. Bless all new missions of our synod. Empower testimony from new communities of faith to shape a diverse witness to your saving power. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord of every time, countless are the multitudes you have called by name and gathered to yourself. Comfort us as we grieve those who have died in the past year. Judith, Sue, Carl, Winona, and Pierpong. In faith, may we join with them in ceaseless praise. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the witness of saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with Judith, Sue, Carl, Winona, Pierpong, and all the saints, with the choirs of angels and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the bank, for all is now ready.
Have mercy on us.
your hands, O merciful Savior, we have commended your servants, Judith, Sue, Carl, Winona, and Pierpong. Acknowledge, we beseech you, sheep of your own fold, lambs of your own flock, sinners of your own redeeming. Give us grace to trust that you have received them and all our departed brothers and sisters who have died in the sure and certain hope of rising again into the arms of your mercy and into the blessed company of the saints in light. May they rest in peace and rise in glory.
And when the strife is fierce and warfare long, seals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia. The golden evening brightens in the west, soon, soon to faithful servants cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise to bless. Alleluia, alleluia. But then there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia, alleluia. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams in the countless host, singing to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, alleluia, alleluia.
Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.